Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman apprehended for aggravated assault following alleged car collision with motorcycle. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A 63-year-old woman was apprehended for aggravated assault after allegedly pursuing a motorcycle across town and deliberately colliding with it using her car on Sunday afternoon. The Gillette News Record reported, Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said the woman and a 53-year-old man had an ongoing dispute over the ownership of two motorcycles. On Sunday, she waited outside the man's room at the Arrowhead Motel for him to exit. Upon leaving, the man took a black 2000 Suzuki and departed. The woman driving a 2004 Pontiac pursued him throughout town as he attempted to evade her. According to Wasson, at a stop sign intersection near Country Club Road and a frontage road leading to Walmart, the man halted momentarily before proceeding. However, the woman disregarded the stop sign and deliberately collided with the motorcycle's rear, causing it to topple over. Wasson said the man sustained injuries to his hands, knees, and elbows for the collision, resulting in over $1,000 in damage to both vehicles. The woman, identified as Barbara Emerson, was arrested for aggravated assault. Following her apprehension, she confessed to officers that she had methamphetamine concealed in her bra. Upon discovery, detention officers recovered a bag containing over 3 grams of meth, leading to additional charges of felony possession of a controlled substance. Governor Gordon refuses Chuck Gray's voter residency regulations. Governor Mark Gordon has rejected Secretary of State Chuck Gray's proposal to tighten voter registration requirements in Wyoming. Cowboy State Daily reported, Gray's rules aim to require proof of residency for voter registration if identification didn't already indicate it. However, Gordon deemed the rule beyond Gray's authority, highlighting the state's successful election system and existing mechanisms to address fraud. Gordon said, I want to emphasize that Wyoming's elections are safe and secure, as evidenced most recently by the widely accepted success of the 2022 election cycle. Moreover, remedies for suspected malfeasance or fraud, whether inadvertent or deliberate, already exist within the scope of existing statute or rule. Secretary Gray expressed concern over potential illegal immigrant voting and criticized Gordon's decision, emphasizing the importance of election integrity measures. Despite Gray's arguments, Gordon emphasized the need for legislative consideration on this matter, urging detailed study and careful handling to prevent unintended disenfranchisement. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.